In mid-June 2006, when questioned as to why Osama bin Laden's Most Wanted poster did not include any mention of the 9/11 attacks, Rex Toom, FBI Chief of Investigative Publicity, stated, "The reason why 9/11 is not mentioned on Osama bin Laden's Most Wanted page is because the FBI has no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. The conspiracy theory accepted by the Bush administration and the corporate mass media contends that 19 fanatical Muslims somehow overcame the $40 billion U.S. defense system, simultaneously hijacked 4 commercial airliners, managing to disconnect their transponders at approximately the same time, and crashed them into the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon, with the 4th crashing in western Pennsylvania as the result of a revolt by the passengers. The entire operation conducted under the command of a Muslim cleric using a computer in a cave in Afghanistan." Zoghbi International poll results released in September 2007 showed that 90% of persons on the East Coast and 75% of those in the Western United States believe the attacks of 9/11 have been the most significant historical event in their lifetime. However, 65% of those polled gave President Bush's attempts to combat terrorism negative marks, a dramatic drop from those who supported his efforts just after 9/11. And despite the globalist control over the mass media, national polls, such as a September 2006 poll of more than 64,000 persons, have shown more than half the country has failed to buy into the official story of the attacks. Only slight mass media coverage was given to a Zoghbi poll conducted between August 24th and 26th, 2004, on the eve of the Republican National Convention. The poll showed that almost one half of New York City residents, 49.3%, and 41% of New York State residents believed that some national leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11th, 2001, and that they consciously failed to act. Despite the political implications of such an accusation, nearly 30% of registered Republicans and more than 38% of those who described themselves as very conservative supported this proposition. A September 11, 2006 MSNBC Question of the Day poll asked, "Do you believe any 9/11 conspiracy theories that indicate the U.S. government was involved?" An astounding 58% answered, "Yes, I believe there is evidence," with only 30% voting, "No, that's ridiculous," and 11% stating, "I'm not sure."